This is IGN.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It might be worth investigating why some of these choices were made. This is your IGN review of Detective Pikachu Returns by Carly Veloci. When Detective Pikachu hit the 3DS in 2016, we'd never seen anything quite like it in the vast collection of Pokemon games. Its casual whodunit story was an easy solve, but it was cute, colorful, and most importantly, different. And yet, now that Detective Pikachu and his tiny herringbone hat have returned, it doesn't feel as exciting as its predecessor. In fact, there's a lot about the mystery solving that's arguably a step backward. It's somehow easier than the first one, which makes a lot of the moment-to-moment play feel long-winded and a bit frustrating, especially if you're more than 10 years old. It's still a pleasing, colorful, sweet adventure, and the story comes to a mostly satisfying conclusion of the Detective Pikachu saga, but its greatest mystery is what went on behind the scenes that resulted in some of these baffling decisions in the story and mechanics. Since it's been a good while, it was wise for this sequel to be written so that you didn't need to play the first Detective Pikachu, or seen the movie for that matter, to hop into Returns. Pikachu recaps the first game in the very beginning with his trusty cup of coffee by his side. The world is still feeling the effects of the events from the first game, where Tim Goodman and the titular detective helped stop the spread of R, a drug that caused Pokemon to go berserk. However, things seem to be ramping up again in Rhyme City, where Pokemon are once again acting strangely, and a mystery is brewing in the background as you solve other cases. Plus, there's the matter of figuring out what happened to Tim's father and Pikachu's partner, Harry. Detective Pikachu Returns does manage to pull off a few surprises by subverting some obvious mystery tropes around butlers perpetrating crimes and allegiances shift unexpectedly. But it's still a story where the most obvious suspect in each case is likely the culprit, and the ending you expect is what you typically get. One of the biggest disappointments with Detective Pikachu Returns is its art style. Pokemon games aren't renowned for being gorgeous or intricate, especially over the past couple generations, but Returns looks more like a 3DS game than the original did, and that actually was a 3DS game. It's especially lacking when it comes to facial animations. Each character has maybe two expressions, and they're both neutral, which can be a problem when tragedy or dire events are happening. It's tough to get invested in the actual high stakes of the story when Tim just looks slightly shocked. But you're likely not playing a Pokemon game for dazzling sights, and at the very least, this is still an improvement over the first one. The lines are cleaner, the colors are brighter, and the character movement is smoother. The animations are even detailed when they need to be. Pikachu, for example, has an adorable little run where his head leans back and his whole body juts forward, which makes me giggle every time he hustles around the screen. There are moments where he rides around on the backs of other Pokemon to solve puzzles and get through previously cut off areas, and the way the artists choose to integrate him with each is unique to that Pokemon's features. At the very least, Detective Pikachu Returns has moments where it's visually charming, and a couple where it can even elicit laughs. Detective Pikachu Returns is overall, though, a Pokemon game, so maybe it's fine that the humans are no more animated than a block of wood, and it nails the tenets of the series. It's about friendship, community, generosity, and making the world better for Pokemon as well as humans. It might sound trite, but sometimes that's nice to see. The mystery story of Detective Pikachu Returns makes some bizarre and unexpectedly dark choices to get to its underwhelmingly predictable conclusion, and as a result, it's unclear who this is all for. Is it for young kids who will find the simplified puzzles about right, or adults who grew up with Pikachu and can handle the more mature themes of the second half? It's still a cute, bubbly, animated adventure with humor, unique Pokemon to meet, and a mystery to solve, but the mystery solving is long-winded, the visuals are lackluster, and the gameplay is so basic, it might as well not be there at all. Detective Pikachu Returns IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Sam, and for the latest Pokemon updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.